Who is the most famous athlete to ever come out of Auburndale, Wisconsin? I'm here to tell you, we're going to talk to him right now, and he ain't the guy we talk to every day. It's not even close. It's a landslide, some might say. Joining us now, after signing his minor league contract with the Brewers with an invitation to Major League Camp, the greatest athlete in Auburndale history, Jordan Zimmermann on Will Be in Town. Jordan,
good morning. Mickey Vandehay's joining us. Mickey Vandehay's on the show.
How you guys doing?
Jordan, how are you, man?
Pretty good. You?
Well, sticking at the Tausch is always a win for me. So, welcome. Great to have you back in the States. Are you as excited as Tausch is to have his fellow Auburndaler back around and here and fighting for a spot in the Brewers rotation?
Yeah, I'm excited. It's the place I've thought about my whole career, maybe pitching a year or two at. I was finishing up with the Nationals and becoming a free agent, I was hoping the Brewers would call. And, they never did at that moment. But they gave me a call about a week ago, and we got some things ironed out, and I'll be going to spring with them. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, I have lots of baseball questions, but Tausch, of course, has lots of questions about your old stomping grounds. But before I let him take over, I have to know. You're a little bit younger than the big fella. Exactly how is Mark Tauscher viewed in your hometown? Is he like a Greek god or something short of that?
I mean, you can say that, I guess. I mean, he's pretty popular, that's for sure. And, having two guys play professional sports in a small town of 750 people is pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's the water. I keep telling people it's the water up in Auburndale. I think that is what is the difference.
I don't know what
it
is. Or
Denny Tauscher's coaching.
Yeah. So, Jordan, I always get this question asked to me a bunch. When did you start thinking that you could be a Major League Baseball pitcher? Because for me, it was fortunate to go to Wisconsin. It never really crossed my mind. I was just wondering, from your perspective, when was that something that you felt like it was attainable?
I'd say probably my sophomore year at Point. I had a pretty good sophomore year, and then I went and played in the Northwoods League with the Eau Claire Express and just tore the league up. And there was a bunch of scouts at the games and stuff like that. And I knew I'd be getting drafted, after my junior year, as soon as I, finished up that summer playing with the Express.
So then you go on, you finish your career at Point, you get selected by Washington and had just a fantastic run there. I think everybody remembers, is there a moment that you can think back to at Washington? Is it the game that you were pitching in the postseason that you got pulled? What's that moment that you kind of think back to?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of them. Obviously, yeah, the no-hitter that same season, no-hitter to finish the last game of the season. I was only supposed to go five innings because we were going to the postseason and they wanted to just give me a few innings. And I remember telling I was stuck at 190 and two-thirds innings. And I told the pitching coach, if I go nine innings today, I'm not going to be happy because I got hit in the shoulder with a line drive the start before that, and I was fine. And he took me out with 90 and two-thirds innings. And he said, there's no way you're going nine innings a day. You're only going five because that's all I'm going to let you go and get you ready for the postseason. Well, I threw a no-hitter against the Brewers that last game and finished the season with 199 and two-thirds innings. So that was one moment that, really sticks out. And, obviously the postseason game there where, eight and two-thirds and ended up getting pulled and we lost in 16 innings. And Giants went on to win the World Series that year.
Yes, Tausch was yelling at his television. I have no doubt about that in that game. Talking with Jordan Zimmermann on Wilde and Tausch. Jordan, I'm curious, all those great moments and two All-Star appearances. Obviously the last couple of years have been tough. How are you health-wise and how do you, you know, finish this terrific career of yours on the upswing after a tough 2019 and then the forearm issues from last year?
Yeah, it was tough last year. I mean, the last 2 years I had basically the same injury, which is kind of like a flexor strain in the forearm, and I missed about 50 games, you know, each of the last 2 years, and you know, I came back last year and I, you know, pitched a few innings at the end of the year, and you know, everything felt good. We got on a lot stricter forearm program, and you know, build up all the other muscles to protect, you know, the flexor and stuff like that. So, and I stuck with that this off season. I contemplated retiring for, you know, a few weeks after the season, and I, you know, started working out and throwing, and I'm like, wow, everything, you know, everything's feeling good. I might as well keep going in case somebody calls. And you know, I was, you know, preparing to go to spring with somebody, and you know, like I said, a week ago the Brewers called, and yeah, I'm ready to go.
So Jordan, what, I mean, you've had a successful career. What are the goals here with Milwaukee?
I mean, obviously, the first goal is to make the team and, you know, go to spring and pitch well and, you know, help these young guys out in any way I can. And, you know, if I do make the team, I'd be 3.5 hours from home and close to home. And, you know, just being able to pitch at, well, it's not Miller Park anymore, but be able to pitch down in Milwaukee and in front of, hopefully we have fans too. So, I mean, another crazy year, I'm sure, with all the COVID stuff and all the health protocols. But, you know, just be able to put on a, you know, Brewers jersey, a team that I, you know, I watch a little bit growing up is going to be special.
Jordan, do you have your number yet?
I just got it a couple days ago. There was a younger kid that had 27, and yeah, I've had 27 my whole career, so I gave him a call, and we got the switch. So, yeah, I'll be 27 again.
Was there a cost involved?
I asked him what he wanted, and he said just something small like a Lamborghini. So he doesn't know it yet, but I just ordered a Hot Wheels orange Lamborghini online last night. Sweet. So I'll be putting that in his locker when I get there.
Jordan, so I one of my favorite things from whether it was covering Tausch from his rookie year on to when he was the old man on the Super Bowl team in 2010 or all the other players I've covered is the transition from being the young, you know, surprise in Tausch's case, but you were a stud during most of your time in Washington, obviously. What's it like to now transition into being, you just talked about how you can help some of the young guys. What's that like? Who was the guy who did that for you? Tausch always talks about Raleigh McKenzie as being Frankie, this older offensive lineman who was really good to him. Who was that guy for you then, and now how do you go about doing that for the current Brewers young guys now?
Honestly, I didn't really have a guy with the Nationals. We were all about the same age when we got up there, and you know, we were losing 100 games for a couple years in a row there, and it kind of just grew as a team, as a, you know, bunch of young guys that came up through the minors, and we really never had that, you know, that veteran. I mean, I guess LeVon Hernandez, if I had to say somebody, I'd probably say him. You know, he was one of the older guys that was there when I got called up and kind of showed me a few things along the way.
All right, Jordan, and we wanted to have you on because you're obviously with the Brewers now, but why I really wanted you on is I talk about Auburndale basketball, and I'm sure it had a big impact on you like it did for me and everybody that went through Coach Anderson's program. We discuss this a lot, whether it's with Brandel and all the other guys. Give me your starting five all-time of Auburndale hoopsters.
Well, obviously, you know, we talked about this yesterday. We, you know, Dale always won, mm-hmm. Scott Anderson.
Yep.
I mean, I had, you think Brandel, I said, I mean, Bauer's got to be in there, I would think.
Yep.
And then we're down to one. If I had to pick one other guy, the problem is he was young for his grade, so he didn't really develop till about a year after he was out of school with De'Aaron Linsmeyer. You know, he didn't have the, I mean, he had a great high school career, but he was really, really good, like, the years after playing, you know, rec league down in Point with Claw and those guys, and he still, I mean, he could still lace them up right now and you know, dominate some people.
Well, that's definitely going to cause some ruffle some feathers in our chat room with the Auburn guys. But before I let you go, can you explain, you know, we always have this discussion about multi-sport athletes. You played everything at Auburndale. I played a lot. Can you just explain how important that is for where you were able to get to?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you have a lot of these younger kids, you know, playing one sport and just dedicating everything to one sport, like wrestling or, you know, or basketball or baseball. And, you know, I just feel like by, you know, they start them at such a young age now, and by the time they get to high school or even college, they're just burnt out where, you know, you're three-sport athletes, whether it's running track or basketball, football, baseball. You go from one to the next, and each sport teaches you something, you know, teaches you something different along the way. You know, for me, it was like, okay, you know, we're finishing up football. Now it's on to basketball, you know, and it just, it keeps you busy, keeps you active, and you're always playing something else. So I feel like you just don't get burnt out.
All right. I lied. Last one. Call an ace.
That never happens on this
call
show.
Call an ace or jack a diamond, Jordan?
Jack a diamond.
Okay. That's all I got. Thanks.
Wait a minute. That was the look.
I'm a
judging
call an
from
ace
the video
guy.
Camera.
Yeah, I think it's a generational thing. We played a lot of call an ace back at Shebangers and some of the other spots. But
Jordan, we're really excited for you. Obviously, Tausch has known you for a long time. I've watched you for a long time from afar. Good luck. I hope you earn that spot in the rotation and have the opportunities to end a terrific career with your home state team, man. And don't be
a
stranger. We can talk. We can talk your card games, your basketball teams, and how great Tausch is anytime. That's one of his favorite topics.
That sounds good. You give me a call.
That is Jordan Zimmerman. So, Tausch, I did deliver, you know, I did stick it to you a little bit.
It's good.
Are you guys close? Like, if the power rankings of Auburndale's success, mm-hmm. like, are you in the same area code? How close on a four foot yardstick? How close are the two of you with your accomplishments?
I don't know. It's obviously Jordan has had a fantastic baseball career. He's a much better college athlete than I was, and he's had a ton of success. He's made All Star games. I just think Packers, you know, the Packers lore in the state. Now, if he goes and leads the Brewers to a World Series championship. Let's say he's a key contributor and makes all of a sudden. Jordan's had a fantastic career. I do hope that this thing works out beautifully for him.
Last thing, and then we'll get to an abbreviated Whoa, Nelly. We all know around here how much your dad meant to you. What kind of coach was he? We always talk about him saying talent outs, but you know he coached two kids that have turned out to be professional athletes. Made a difference in a lot of kids' lives coming up, including your brothers and everything. Like, what kind of coach was your dad?
He was tough. I think he was, you know, smart but tough. Really tough on some of us. But I think that was, I think that's just kind of how when you're coaching a kid. I think that's how it goes. But it was always he wanted to win, and that was where his focus was. But it was also, you know, giving kids chances to go out and show what they can do.